This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch Mabam, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Masech Tivam, Daf Mem Omed Beis. Mem Omed Beis. We move on to a new area of Chalitza. Namely, we know the Chalitza, in a way, is somewhat like a Grusha. Even though the Chalitza was never married to the Yavam, because there was no Yavam, he didn't do Yibam. But she was definitely Zakuk to him, and she resembles a Grusha. She resembles a woman whose marriage was terminated, and therefore certain Arayos of the Chalitza are Aser. In other words, the Yavam will be Aser to certain relatives of the Chalitza, and the Chalitza will be Aser to certain relatives of the Yavam. It's going to be more limited than the relatives of your husband or of a man who divorced you, but that will be the upcoming discussion. Hachalitza Yavimta, one who gives Chalitza to his Yavama, who Aser Bekrovoseha, he is Aser and her relatives, the Aser Bekroivav, and she is Aser and his relatives. Hu Aser Be'ima, he is Aser in her mother. Now, mother is an Erva Doiraisa. Uve Eimima, and in her mother's mother. Uve Eima Viha, and her father's mother. Uve Bita, and her daughter. Uve Bas Bita, and her daughter's daughter. Uve Bas Bina, and her son's daughter. Uve Achosa, and in her sister. Bizman she kayemes, so long as she's alive, because if she's not alive, you would even be allowed to marry the sister of your wife when the wife dies. So certainly you can marry the sister of the chalutza when the chalutza dies. V'ha'achin mutarin, the brothers are mutter to marry her mother and her mother's mother, and all these arayos are permitted to the brother. Yeah, b'seder? Okay, good. V'hi asur b'aviv, she's asur in his father. Uva avi aviv, and his father's father. Uva b'noi, and his son. Uva ben b'noi, his grandson. B'achiv, and his brothers. Uva ben achiv, and his brother's son. And now the Mishnah ends off. Mutter adam b'kroivas tsaras chalutza. So a person is permitted to marry the relative of the tsara of your chalutza. In other words, if two women fall to you, Rachel and Leah, and you give Rachel chalitza, your mutter in Leah's mother. V'aser b'tsaras kroivas chalitza. You are prohibited to marry the tsara of the relative of your chalitza. In other words, if you give Rachel chalitza, and Rachel has a mother, and that mother is married to someone together with someone else, you are going to be aser to the tsara of the relative of the chalutza. Look at Rashi. V'aser b'tsaras kreves chalutza say. Reuven chalat to Leah. Reuven gave chalitza to Leah. V'rachel nesua l'nachri, and Rachel is married to a guy named Barry. V'la tsara, and she had a tsara named Chulda. Umeis hanachri. Asura hatsara l'Reuven. The tsara is also to Reuven, and the Gemara will explain. That will be the end of today's Gemara. So our Gemara has an interesting shaila. Iboy lehu. They had the following question in the Beis HaMedrash. Gazru shniyos b'chalutza oilai. Were they goyzer secondary arayos by a chalutza, or were they not? For example, a secondary erva, Rashi says, would be a mother's mother's mother, or the mother of her father. By your own wife, they're aser midrabanan. These are shniyos, like Reb Chiya Toran Dav Chav Beis, revi'i shebechamiv v'shebechamoisai. Is a shniya. What about over here? Were they goyzer b'erva d'oiraisa by an erva d'oiraisa? Rashi says that means by your wife, where her mother and her grandmother is an Erva Da'iraisa, so the Rabbanan, where Gozer Shniyos. But B'chalutza, like Gozer Rabban Shniyos, but B'chalutza, where the whole, even what would ordinarily be an Erva, is only a Drabbanan by a Chalutza, maybe they were not Gozer, sort of a Drabbanan on a Drabbanan. Meaning, where your wife's mother and grandmother are Da'iraisa, so they were Gozer M'drabbanan on the great-grandmother, but where the Chalutza's mother and grandmother are only Drabbanan, so maybe they didn't make another Drabbanan to Aser, the great-grandmother. Aydim Aloishna. That's the Shaila, where they Goizer Shniyos by Chalutza. That's the Shaila. Let's see. Dr. Philip, you hear the Shaila? Okay, just making sure you're there. The Goizer Shniyos by Chalutza. Tashma. Hu Aser Be'ima Uve Emima. It says he's Aser in her mother and in her mother's mother. Doesn't say he's Aser in his mother's mother's mother. Doesn't say he's Aser in her aim ima. Vilu aim ima like a tani. So it's a raya, it's a clear diuk from the Mishnah that we don't Aser shniyos by a chalutza, says Gemara. Dilma hainu taima. Maybe this is the reason why it didn't say it. Really, I'll tell you, we're goizer shniyos by a chalutza. Mishum de kaboy lemisni seifa. It wanted to say in the latter part of the Mishnah, the ha'achin mutarin, and the brothers, the yavam is aser in the relative of the chalutza, but the brothers are mutar in the relatives of the chalutza. The itana aim aimima. If it would say that you're aser in the great great grandmother, then I would have thought when it says in the brothers mutar, maybe only in the brothers only mutter in the case of the shniya. Because in general, should the brother be usher also to the relatives of the chalutza? We're going to see it depends if we view it when a brother gives chalitza, is he giving chalitza on behalf of his other brother? So yeah, maybe no. Okay, so how far are we going to go? So I would have thought that if the Mishnah talks about shniyos, then that are usher to the Cholutz, maybe, but to his brother, their mutter, that's only regular. In other words, if it would have spoke even that shniyos are usher to the cholutz, I would think that their mutter to the brother. But the other arayos are usher to the brother. V'itana eimeim ima havaminu ha'achin mutarin davka be'eimeim ima. I would think the brothers are mutter davka to eimeim ima. Avo be'eim ima uve'ima, but to the grandmother or mother, the brothers are usher. So the Mishnah says, I have a very easy way to take care of that. Say that the chalutz is usher to the aim ima, and the brothers are mutter, not to all of them, to the aim ima, and to aim ima, and to ima. V'lisni aim ima. Teach that you're usher to shniyos, and teach the achin are mutter even to non-shniyos. V'lisni ha'achin mutarn b'kulon. So the Gemara says, you're right, kasha, not a strong enough, in other words, you're right. We have a diuk. Why didn't the Mishnah say, aim ima? It must be we're not goizer shniyos. And the Gemara said, no, maybe we are goizer shniyos, but we didn't want to say that because then you would think that the brothers are only mutter to the shniyos. So, but really, they're goizer for shniyos. So, says the Gemara, why would you think that? Then the Mishnah could have said explicitly that they're mutter to both. So why, just because it don't, in other words, it's not reasonable to say, the Gemara is saying, that the reason it didn't say aim ima is because of a mistake that you could have made about the achin, because there's a very easy way to correct the mistake, and therefore the most tenable position here is that they were not goizer shniyos by chalutza, otherwise it would be in the Mishnah, and the Gemara says, that's not so indicative, maybe really it didn't say it, because then you would have thought the brothers are only mutter to aim ima. Elamaya could have said mutter b'chulan, I don't know, maybe he didn't want to say mutter b'chulan. In other words, it's a kasha, but it's not a tiyufta. Tashma, come in here. He asura be'aviv. She is asur in his father, in the chalutz's father. Now, by the way, let me just point out, I'm going to give you a heads up, even though I'm sort of like letting the cat out of the bag, because this is going to be part of the Gemara's answer, but I want to brace you for it. She was usher to the father even before he did chalitza. You know why? Because the father is her father-in-law from Reuven. In other words, she's married to Reuven. Reuven died. So Reuven's father is her father-in-law. So when the Mishnah says that she's usher to his father, she was usher to his father anyway. Okay, so bear that in mind. He usher b'aviv. Uva avi aviv, by the way, she was usher to his grandfather anyway. Ketani mia avi aviv. My lav mishum choylets. Isn't it because the grandfather of the choylets, the haviola kalas benoy? Because the grandfather, she to the grandfather is the daughter-in-law of his son. Which, and that's one of the shniyos. In other words, a woman to her husband's grandfather is a shniya. So we see the regozer shniyos by chalitza. Says Gemara, no, maybe I'll tell you they weren't gozer shniyos by chalitza. Mishamisna, the havila kalas benoy. The reason why she's usher to the grandfather is because he's the grandfather of the deceased, and she was taka, the daughter-in-law of his son. So really, maybe they were not goyzer shniyos by chalutza, but they were goyzer shniyos by ishtai. Now, what was the Gemara's havamina? Didn't the Gemara know that that's why she? That you could say that she's usher because of the Misna? So I think the Havamina was very clear. The Mishnah, the reason why this Mishnah was written is not to be capped and obvious over here. The Mishnah is saying she is usher to his father's father, alts the chalitza. The Gemara's answer is very doichek. It's not, in other words, the clear way of reading the Mishnah, simple interpretation of the Mishnah, is the Mishnah is saying what's usher machmas the chalitza, not what's usher in general. But the Gemara is going to use this trick a couple of times. Tashma, uveven benoy. She's usher to his son's son. So his son's son, my lav mishum chalitz. Isn't she usher to him because of the chalitza? Dahav yolah. Because he is to her, Eshes, she's to him, Eshes Avi Aviv. She's the wife of the father of the father. In other words, she's not Taka the wife, but she's like the wife. The reason why she's usher to his son's son is because she's the wife, so to speak, of his father's father. It says, Gemara Loi Mishum Misna. She's usher because of the deceased. And what is she to the son of the deceased brother? Vahavila Ishas Achi Avi Aviv. She is to him the wife of the brother of the father of the father. In other words, she is not usher to him because of Ishas Avi Aviv. That would be a Shnia Vachalitza. She's usher to him because she's the wife of the brother of the father, which Taka is one of the Shniyos, but they were Goyzer Shniyos by marriage, but maybe not by Chalitza. Says Gemara, really? That's one of the Shniyos? Eshes, Achi, Avi, Aviv is one of the Shniyos? Isn't that debatable? We had on Chof Aleph Amid Beis. I'm not telling you whether I remember or not, but I don't have to remember because of Masar Sashas quotes. We had on Chof Aleph Amid Beis, Ha'amemar, Machshir be'eshes achi avi aviv. Amemar holds eshes achi aviv is not one of the shniyos. So don't you tell me, oh, they weren't goyzer shniyos by chalitza. But the reason why she's aser is because she's the wife of the brother, the father of the father. But that is not a uniformly agreed upon shniya. Says the Gemara, true. Amemar mukila bibar bra desaba. A Meimar will establish it talking about the son of the son of the grandfather. Says Rashi. Rashi is the fourth to last narrow line in Rashi. What does that mean? Amimar will establish it by the son of the son of the grandfather. Let's focus on what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah says, she is Asur ba'avi aviv. She is Asur ba'aviv. Uva'avi aviv. She's Asur in his father and his grandfather. Ubibnoi ubiben benoi. So Pashtus, his grandson is the Cholutz's grandson, which is a Shnia. Amimar is going to say, no, wrong pro. You have to know how to read the pronoun. You have to know who the pronoun is going on. Vihi Asura, the Mishnah says, she's Asur in his father, in his grandfather. Ubivnai refers to his father's son, not the Cholutz's son. The Cholutz's father's son. The Cholutz's meaning, the Cholutz's brother. It's a little bit of a backward way of saying it. Meaning, go back to the Mishnah, the third line in the Mishnah and the fourth line. Vihi Asura ba'aviv, she is Asur in the Cholutz's father. Uva avi aviv, and in the Cholutz's grandfather. Ubivnai, and you read Bivnai, the Cholutz's father's son, meaning the Cholutz's other brother. Ubiben benoi, and the Cholutz's father's grandson, which is the Cholutz's nephew. That's how Amimar is going to read. Look at Rashi. Amimar muki lalahai ben benoi demasnisen asaba avihen shalmes. Is going on the grandfather, the father of the mace. V'choylets, the tana bereisha that it taught in the beginning of the Mishnah. The tani, he asur ba'aviv, v'hadar tani ubi benoi shalaviv, which is achi hamis, v'hachoylets. And that brother is asur because of loyivna. Once one of the brothers does chalitza, all the brothers are asur, also yivna. And to the ben benoi of their father, which is eshes, achi, aviv. The ben benoi of the father, she is the wife of his father's brother. Says the Gemara, wait a second. The Mishnah already said that case. Basically, you're going to say benoi is the son of the father of the cholutz. That's achiv. That's the brother of the cholutz that was already listed in the Mishnah. Already says in the Mishnah achiv. Hainu achiv uben achiv benoi uben benoi is achiv uben achiv. Says the Gemara, yeah, you're right. It taught it twice to say tana achiv min ha'avik, tani achiv min ha'im. Achiv is the case of a brother from the father, and benoi of aviv, and ben benoi of aviv is the brother and the nephew from the mother. That's why it said it twice. Okay. This is very hard Gemara, but b'schus harabim we're getting it. Shkoyach everyone. Okay. Tashma. The Tani Rabchia. Rabchia taught. Arba midivrei Torah. There are four arayas are midiraisa, and arba midivrei sefer. And four arayas are midrabanan. The four that are midiraisa are av ubenai, the father and the son, achiv the brother, uben achiv and the brother's son midivrei Torah, avi aviv the grandfather, vavi imai the father of the mother, ben benoi the grandson, uben bitai the daughter's son midivrei sefer. So these are Durabanans, Katani Mia, Avi Aviv. It taught, however, a grandfather. And seemingly the grandfather is Asur, is a Shnia, and Shnia is supplied to a Chalotz. By the way, just Rashi on the fourth wide line says this Tani Rabchia is not the same Tani Rabchia we had before. This is a special teaching. Reb Chia taught dafka by a chalutz. Reb Chia taught there are four arayos that are midaraisa by a chalutz and four midrabanan. And some of the ones that are midrabanan are shniyos. So clearly they're shniyos by a chalutz. Says Gemara Katani Mia Avi Aviv Ma'ilav Mishum Cholitz. Isn't it because this man is the grandfather of the chalitz, the havila kalas benoy, and she is the daughter-in-law of his son. Loi. Mishamisna, the havila kalas benoy. The reason that Aviyaviv is usher is because she was already her grandfather-in-law. Right? In other words, she was already his granddaughter-in-law from the first husband. That's why Avi Aviv is Aser. Not because there's Shniyah by Chalutz. There was already a Shniyah because she was married to his grandson. Tashma Avi Imai, the father of his mother. My love Mishum Chalutz, the Havila Kalas Bitoi. Isn't it because of the Chalutz? She is the daughter-in-law of his daughter. She was the daughter-in-law of his daughter from her first marriage. Now listen to this. Listen carefully. Tashma. Kumanher. Uben benoy. Reb Chiya taught that his son's son is usher to her. Now that his son's son is a new, is something new because she wasn't always... He was... In other words, he wasn't always related to her. It's only because of the chalitza. My love, mishum choylitz, the haviola, she is to him, isha savi aviv, the wife of her, the wife of his father's father. Ben benoy, in other words, the ben benoy of the choylitz, is aser to her because she is the wife of his father's father. Loi mishum misna. And what was her relation to him? She was the wife of the brother of Eshes Achi Avi Aviv. Mishamisna Davila Eshes Achi Avi Aviv. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Back to Amimar. Amimar holds it's not one of the Shniyos. Amimar Machshav Eshes Achi Avi Aviv. And now in this case, could you pull the same shtick that we pulled before? That Ben Benoy is not Ben Benoy, it's Ben Benoy Shel Aviv. Let's see if that works. Av ubenoy, achiv uben achiv, midivrei Torah. Avi aviv avi imay ben benoy. Who's the ben benoy here? Let's see if Rashi addresses this. Here, look at the second-to-last Tosfos. Second-to-last Tosfos is bothered by this question. Why can't we say that Ben Benoy here is Ben Benoy Shel Aviv, the same way the Gemara said before? In that case, it's not a grandson, but it's Ben Benoy Shel Aviv is her Chalutz's nephew. So he says, Loiboy lo'ukmi beben bitoy de saba. Dumya de ben benoy dulay mari ve ben benoy de sabdem ken havela ishas achi aviv da iraisa. In other words, the question would be, it says uven benoy, isn't it misham lechoy? The Gemara says no, da havela ishas avi aviv. No, the Gemara says it's the mess. I am Meimar, so why can't the Gemara say Ben Benoy is Ben Benoy of the Aviv? Not sure what Tosfos is answering. In other words, the question is, why can't the Gemara give the same answer the Gemara gave earlier? Okay, let's move on. If somebody has an understanding, please share. Says the Gemara, Ameimar mukum la misham choylitz v'kesar v'gazur shnius v'chalutz. The Gemara concedes. The Gemara says, Ein echanami. Amemer is going to have to say Ben Benoy is Alts the Choylitz, and Amemer is going to have to say we do have conclusive proof that they were Goyzer Shniyois by the Chalutza. Fine. The Gemara continues. Tashma uveven bitai. It says, and the son of his daughter. My lav mishum choylitz, the havila eshas avi imai. Isn't it? She is ushered to him because of the choylitz, because she to the ben bitai is the wife of the father of his mother. In other words, ben bitai, this is the son of his daughter. So he is looking at the wife of the father of his mother. Says the Gemara, loy gaz, loy misha misna, it's because of the misna. It's because of the mess that she is the wife of the brother of the father of the mother. Says, what are you talking about? There's no such shnia by ishtai. That doesn't exist. V'agabe shnias de erva loy gazru. They were not gozers by shnias of an erva. El alav mishum choylitz. It must be because of the choylitz. Shma mina gozru shnias b'chalutza shma mina. We have conclusive evidence that they were gozer shnias by chalitza, and that is the conclusion that in fact they were gozer shnias by chalitza. Okay, Rabbi said, don't forget to review that. Let's see the next little shtickle. The Mishnah said that a person is mutter to the relative of the tzara of the chalutza. Now let's think for a moment. The tzara of a chalutza, are you allowed to marry her? The tzara of the chalutza? For sure not. What's the iser to marry the tzara of the chalutza? So if you remember, we had on Yud Amud Beis. Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. How do we view the tzara of a chalutza or of a yavama? Do we, particularly a chalutza, do we view it that the woman who does chalitza, she's doing it on her own? Now, to marry the chalutza, let's say you give a woman chalitza to marry her after. Is it a kares to marry a chalutza? You give her chalitza, now you want to marry her. Is it a kares to marry a chalutza? No. Why not? Because it says, asher lo yivna, kivin shabana shuv lo yivna. It's a buffet, it's a lav or an asay of asher lo yivna. The question is, what about the tzara? The tzara was an eshasach, and there was nothing that removed that, unless you view it that when chalitza was given to one, it's as if she accepted chalitza on behalf of the other. That's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So, in this case, if you're going to say the relative of the tzara is mutter, clearly that means that the tzara is like a stranger, and she remains an eshesach. You have no relationship with her. It's not like you gave her chalitza. Her sister, her tzara who got chalitza, did not accept it for her, because if she accepted it for her, then her relative should also be usher. So if her relative is mutter, that means we view her as reverting back to her status of eshesach. Amar of Tuvi Bar Kisna, Amar Shmuel, Haba al tzaras chalitza. One who lives with the tzara of a chalitza, Vlad Mamzer. The Vlad is a full-fledged mamzer because the tzara was an eshesach and has no heter. You didn't give her a chalitza, you gave chalitza to the tzara. My taima be yisura kaima. She retains her iser v'eshesach. Amar Rabbi Yosef, afananami tanina. We in fact learned this in our Mishnah. It says, mutter adam mekroi v'tzaras chalitza. So a person is permitted in the relative of the tzara of the chalutza. Now, iyamir b'shamat tzara avroi, if you're going to say that tzara stands on the outside, that whatever chalitza was done to Lady A, Lady B is not considered to have received chalitza, and that's why she stands on the outside, and she remains an eshes ach, and therefore her relatives are mutter, mishamachi mutter ba'achoysa. That's why you can marry her sister. Eli amrit tzara k'chalutza dam, if you're going to say that tzara is like a chalutza herself, am I mutter? Why are you mutter to the relatives? Meaning the fact that you're mutter to the relatives of the tzara of a chalutza indicate that if you lived with the Sarah, you'd be Chayiv Karis and the Vlad is a Mamzer. Meaning, Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna says the name of Shmuel, that if you live with the Tzara, the Chalutza, the Vlad is a Mamzer, and that's supported from the Mishnah that says you're a Mutter to the relative of the Tzara. Why would you be Mutter to the relative of the Tzara? Because the Tzara is not like a Chalutza. She's not like a Chalutza, and therefore she's an Eish HaSach, and she's a Chi of Kares, and her relative is Mutter.
So does she need Chalutza then?
No. No, there's a din that you only do give chalitza to one woman, and the other woman goes free. But she's not like a chalitza. If you live with her, if one of the brothers live with her, they're chayiv kares, but she can marry l'shuk. She's released, but there's no heter on her eish hasach, and therefore the chalutz is mutter in the relative of the tzara. Says the Gemara. Lema tavitiyuf to Rabbi Yochanan. This should refute Rabbi Yochanan. Amar, doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say bein hu, whether the chalutz bein achan or the brothers ein chayavim is not chayav loyal chalutz akaris loyal tzaras akaris. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that when one brother gives chalitza, it's like he's doing it on behalf of the other brothers, and when one woman accepts chalitza, she's accepting it on behalf of her and her tzara. So in the world of Rabbi Yochanan, you're not chayiv kares for living with the tzara, because it's like you gave her chalitza. And if she's a chalutza, presumably you should be usher in the relatives of the tzara. Because the same way you're usher in the relatives of the chalutza, if the chalutza is accepting it for her tzara, you should be usher in the relatives of the tzara as well. Rabbi Yochanan says, what are you talking about? I'll tell you I'm right. And the way we look at it is, if you give Rachel chalitza, it's like you gave Leah chalitza. But you're mutter to Leah's relatives, because the whole inyan that you're usher to relatives of a chalutza is a din d'rabbanon. So they're only makbid, on the chalutza herself. But it's considered as if you gave chalitza to the tzara. You're right, it's considered. But the rabbis, when they made their decree, they didn't usher the relatives of someone who's considered a chalutza. They only ushered the relatives of the chalutza herself. Is that logical? That would only make sense if achas chalutza dairaisa, if the sister of chalutza is dairaisa. But v'amar Reish Lakish himself said, "Kan shana Rebbe." Here, Rebbe taught, "Achos grusha midivrei taira." The sister of a divorcee is a biblical isser. Achos chalutza, the sister of a chalutza, midivrei seifrim. Says the Holy Gemara, Maishna hai, o Maishna hai. This is going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, you're mutter in the relative of the tzara of the chalutza. You're permitted to marry the relative of the tzara, but you can't marry the tzara of the relative of the chalutza. It's the same thing. At the end of the day, it's the same thing. It's the same distant. Both of these ladies are not related to you. So why are you mutter in the relative of the tzara and usher in the tzara of the relative? Says the Gemara like this. Very interesting tzara. The relative of your chalutza, let's say the woman who has chalitza, so she's spitting in at the yavam. It's a very traumatic experience. She ain't going without her sister. So they're both walking into Bezdin. Rachel is the chalitza. Leah is the chalitza's sister. Now the innocent bystander in Bezdin, the media, they don't know who's who. Who's the chalitza? Who's not? They're going to confuse the both women are in Bezdin, and they're going to confuse them. So as far as they're concerned, the relative is the chalutza. So if we ask her the same way we would ask her the tzara of the chalutza, we have to ask her the tzara of the relative, because we're going to mix up the chalutza and the relative. However, Masha Einkein, the tzara doesn't go with the chalutza to Beis Din. So we know exactly who the tzara is and who the chalutza is, so we don't have to ask, they're the relative of the tzara, says the Gemara. Hi. Hach, the azo ba'adol beidina, the relative that goes with the chalutza to Beis Din, gozer b'hu rabban, the rabban were gozer on her tzara. Hi, deloy azo ba'adol beidina, the tzara who doesn't go with her tzara to Beis Din, gozer rabban, the rabbis did not decree on her relative. Okay, Rabbi, that takes us to the week of Purim. Stay tuned for next week's schedule. It's definitely going to be different. Firstly, the Parsha Shir, which is going to be on... First, I want to tell you, you're going to be the first to know. Tomorrow's Shir, the Mamish Oyem Anoira, on Purim Meshulash, the Halachas. And then next week is going to be the Machshava of Purim Meshulash, but it's going to be Tuesday night. And then Daf HaShavua we have to figure out. Okay? So we'll be in touch. Thanks everyone for joining and have a great night. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.